You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I am Yamla. I had a baby-daddy relationship. I spent time in a relationship with a married man. I had to learn the skills and tools required to make my relationships healthy, fulfilling, and loving. Welcome to The R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. Greetings and Grand Rising. Welcome to The R-Spot. I am Iyamla, your guide, your support, your facilitator, a soft place to fall and share your experiences and ask your questions about relationships, all things relationships. And we have a special sauce that we are spreading around today. That's right. We are talking to the side piece, the other woman. We're talking to folks who may have another woman. We're talking to people who are in relationship and know that their partner has a side piece or another woman. Not because we want to embarrass or shame or guilt anyone, but because we want to understand the thinking that goes into creating a relationship with someone you can't have. Creating a relationship with someone who's not giving you their whole self. Creating a relationship with someone that may be going nowhere. And creating a relationship with someone who has someone without considering the impact on you and on the other person. Yeah, the side piece. Some people know they are. Some people think they are. Some people are okay with being the one getting the crumbs, or are they getting the crumbs? Sometimes the partner is the side piece to the side piece. But we're going to talk about all of that right here on The R-Spot, because we want to understand what we can do and what we can do better to make our relationships more loving and fulfilling. I don't want to waste time, so we're going to dig in. Here's my first caller today. Greetings and welcome to The R-Spot. We are serving up a special sauce today, talking about the other one, the side piece. So, are you a side piece? Do you have a side piece? Or are you with someone that has a side piece? What's your story?
Hello. Yes. So, you know, I guess I am the side piece. I hate that terminology.
Okay.
I don't like it, but that is what's happening.
Well, you know, the side piece is just the 21st century way of saying the lover, the other woman, the other man, or whichever it is. Yeah. So talk to me. What's your story?
So just a little quick background. I travel for work. I work for a hospitality management company that puts me in different cities pretty much every week. And when I started this job, I was single and I was hoping like, oh, I'm going to meet my soulmate. I know that he wasn't in the town that I was living, that I'm living in currently. So I'm like, he has to be somewhere in the United States. So each city I was always open and hoping. Eventually I landed on the East Coast. And as soon as this man walked into the room, I knew. I was just like, he is a beautiful man with a wonderful smile, wonderful spirit. And I was just like, oh, and we work in the same industry. So that's how we met at work. I don't know how to describe it. I didn't know initially that he was married. He was not wearing his wedding ring initially.
How long have you been together?
It's been 2 years. It's been almost 2 years.
So he wasn't wearing a ring.
Initially, no, he wasn't on those first couple of when I would see him. And then eventually we were working and he came out to talk to me and he crossed his hands and I said, are you married? And he told me that he was, but he didn't seem excited about it, if that makes sense. And my job, it puts me in places. Sometimes at the time it was putting me in places 3 weeks at a time. So initially, I was thinking like, well, you know, I'm only going to be here for another week or so. So, you know, I was willing to, he, you know, of course, went into this story about how he was unhappy about this or that or the other. And at the time, I had never been with anyone's side piece. I had never even considered it. But this was a new journey in my life, right? I was traveling. I had never done anything like this before. And I'm like, you know, I'm only going to be here another couple weeks. So, you know, why not? You know, we'll just continue to go out on the town. And then that ended up leading into sex. And then it ended up leading into us continuing to keep in contact. And we have rendezvous and we meet up, we travel together. We talk every day. I don't know. How I can describe it is probably my most beautiful relationship, in the sense that there's no hiding, there's no lying. I feel like
there's no hiding. Wait a minute. No, you're not hiding and lying. Is he hiding and lying?
Yes and no. I have had a conversation with his wife. His wife is aware of the situation, of course. I want to say he's not a good cheater, because probably a few months in, she found messages in his phone, and that's how she was able to reach out to me. And initially I lied for him, of course. Because I kind of felt like it was his place to tell the story, not necessarily mine. So I initially just said, oh, no, we just work together. There's nothing. You know, of course, she didn't believe that. And we continued to see each other. And I continued to show up in their lives one way or the other. Like she would find, once he came to visit me. And she had found a receipt with my name on it. And so she called me and we talked about it. And then, you know, yes, he is still lying. He's not being 100% transparent, but she is aware.
But why did you lie? Why did you deny yourself and your authentic experience when she called you? Why did you do that?
Honestly, I think it was because I didn't want to hurt her. And I know that sounds crazy. I know you're going to tell me I'm crazy, but I knew that if I were to tell her, oh yes, me and your husband have been doing this together. And we talk all the time and I'm in love with him and he's in love with me. And this is what's happening. I just don't know if I just didn't, I don't know. I didn't want to hurt her in that way. And I didn't want to be vindictive. And I've been in her shoes before. I've called someone who was texting my man before, you know? And I just didn't feel like it was for me to tell. So him and I had the conversation.
When you say she's aware, does that mean that she still knows that y'all are still together?
She is aware that we still talk. She's aware that we still meet up. I think in her mind, she's not necessarily seeing it as a relationship. I don't think he's not really transparent with her, right? He doesn't tell her, oh, you know, the truth. You know, I think he downplays it as if, oh, well, you know.
And beloved, he's not telling you the truth either. He's not telling you the truth either. I guarantee you he is not telling you the truth. Because, you know, what you do, if you do it anywhere, you do it everywhere. And what he's doing with her, he's doing with you. He's not being authentic with you. He's not being transparent with you. Just, you know, no heat, no judgment. But it sounds to me like you're trying to slip slide around the truth. You don't want to hurt her. How did you feel when your man had another woman? Did it hurt you?
Of course. It was devastating.
So why do you think her knowing that he has another, because she's still there. I mean, otherwise she wouldn't be calling you. That's her husband.
Right.
So why do you think it's not hurting her?
I don't doubt that she's hurt. Like, I just didn't want, at the time, the question was why I didn't tell her at the time. And I just wasn't ready to face, to be the one to deliver that news. But I'm aware that, you know, even though I didn't confirm it with her at that time, I'm aware that, you know, just like any other woman with intuition and just seeing the messages that she did see, I'm sure she put two and two together. And I know that it is probably a painful thing for her. And, you know, one thing that he tells me is he's like, you literally live in my house, right? And
oh, that's a compliment. That's a compliment that you live in the house where his wife sleeps in the bed with him, washes his dirty drawers, maybe takes care of his children. That's a compliment.
Well, not a compliment, but meaning okay. when I say that, I mean to say that I know that it's something that bothers her and I know that she doesn't necessarily like it. But when her and I've had the conversation, you know, she was like, well, you know, he's told me, you know, about the situation and I can let you know that I'm not going anywhere. These were her words to me. So she said, I guess we'll just be sharing him then. And
are you okay with that? Are you okay with that?
No. I guess I have no choice but to be. Because I continue to talk to him. I continue to deal with him because I want to, right? And the experience that him and I share is, I don't know. I mean, I think it's funny. It's I don't know how else to describe it except for beautiful.
Please don't hear me beating you up. I have no judgment about it. I think it's very, I want to say interesting, but I want to take him out of the middle of it for a minute. Let's just put him over in the box and let's put him in the cheetah box. Because really, you're not cheating. He is. But I want to bring this thing to the woman to woman. This woman is your sister in a universal sense. You know, she, just like you, embodies the feminine energy of life. So with him over there in his box, I want you to be real clear that you are doing to another woman, what another sister, what some sister did to you that hurt you, that dishonored you, that disrespected you. And now you're doing that to somebody else. And yes, you may love him, and yes, it may feel good, but I want you to get real clear about what you're doing to another woman. I also want you to be clear about who this man is. This is a dishonest man who lacks integrity. And I want you to be real clear that if he'll do it to her, chances are he can do it to you.
That is true. And, you know,
when you put that on the table, what does it bring up for you? What does it feel like? What does it bring to mind for you? And I'm not in any way saying you have to end this, but we're going to look at why it's okay.
Sure. I mean, I I've thought about this. I mean, believe me, you know, when I'm talking and it sounds proud, like I'm proud of this relationship. It's not that I'm proud of it by any means. Of course, it's a struggle, you know, every single time when we leave each other, right? It's like, you know, we know we're going back to each other's reality. And I know I'm going back to mine. And I know, like, you know, at times when I can only talk to him between this time and this time because he's going to be home or, you know, he's driving in between places and this is the only chance I get to talk to him. I have those moments of feeling like, you know what, this is ridiculous. Like, this isn't, I deserve more than this, than what he's offering me.
Do you? Right? Do you deserve more? Do you actually believe that you deserve more?
I absolutely
That would be yes
believe.
Or no. Do you believe that you can have more? Do you believe that you can have what you have with him, with somebody who's in 100%?
Yes. Yes, I do believe that. And I believe that it can happen.
So why do you accept less? Why do you accept less?
I think because it's convenient for me in the moment, right? Like, as I stated earlier, I travel for work, right? So in my mind, what man is going to want his woman to be on the road every week? I travel Monday. I'm on a plane Monday. I'm on a plane Friday. I have my weekends free. I'm at home on my weekends. And being single, you know, when I try to date, like in my city, you know, it's always an issue. It's always like a concern, or like I'll talk to someone, they're jealous. They're asking me like what I'm doing or this or that or the other. So a conventional relationship doesn't work right now.
That's what you tell yourself, because we're not talking about, because you can have exactly what you have with him with a single man, but you have to believe that you can have it with a man who's not going home to another woman, who's not sharing his bed with another woman, who's not lying to two women, who's losing his principles. I mean, what does he value? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's pick up where we left off. If he values the relationship, he would want it to be of integrity, grounded in principle. So those are just things to consider, not with him in the picture, but with you in the picture and the story that you're telling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And for me as a woman, the biggest thing is, you know, I have no heat or judgment on the triangulation of the relationship. And if he really wants to do it, why doesn't he just come out and tell the truth and have two women? That's called polygamy. But what do you tell yourself about the fact that he hasn't left her?
It was never an expectation, you see, like, I think that's probably what makes the relationship so fluid and the reason why it lasts so long is because I never thought that he would. He never told me he was going to, you know, that was never a thing. It was always, you know, his words to me when I asked him why, you know, and he was just like, he just didn't want to miss an opportunity to experience me.
He's greedy. He's greedy.
That part. He could definitely be that too. But I think it was on. I think he filled a void for me, which, as I said, I was seeking. I was hoping to find this love, right? And it didn't come in the pretty package that I expected it to be.
He is occupying a place in your heart that makes it impossible for anybody to get in. He's got your heart. But this is what I want you to think about. Do you have children?
I do. I have one son.
Would you recommend he behave this way?
No, I wouldn't.
And if you had a daughter, would you want her to be the side piece, the other woman in someone's marriage? Is this what you would recommend for her?
That's a tough situation. I mean, that's a tough question. But I mean, of course, my first answer would be no, due to society norms, right? Due to what everyone says is what is supposed to be. But I.
But how about due to what she's doing to another woman? There is a universal law, cause and effect, my love. And this thing is coming. It's going to come back around.
Yeah.
It's back around. And the power of it is when you were on the other side, when the situation was the person you were with had somebody else and it hurt you and it devastated you. That was an opportunity for you to create a boundary, a value, a template. I would never want another woman to experience this. And I would never be the cause of this for another woman. And I would demonstrate to my daughter never to do this to another woman because it's coming back around. I'm telling you, it's coming back around. So let me ask you, what is your vision? Would you want him just for yourself, knowing that he lies, he lacks integrity, he will cheat? Would you want him for yourself?
Yeah.
That would be yeah. See, you're hooking it on the personality. You're hooking it on what it feels like for you. He's filling a void for you, which is, first of all, a very poor ground rule for any relationship. If you are missing parts and pieces, the worst thing to do is to stick another human being in that void. And that's what you've done. Because what you think he's giving you is what you need to give to yourself.
Mm.
Because the minute he's gone, you know, whether he disappears or chooses his wife or slips on a banana peel, the minute he's gone, you've got the void and now you got the guilt. How long are you going to do this? How long do you think he's going to be around? And what are you choosing?
So, yeah, that's a strong question. But, you know, I honestly... I think that I've tried to stop talking to him. I've tried, you know, in moments of like, this isn't right. I can't do this. I need to leave him alone. He's no good for me. You know, I've had those moments and I've even, you know, wrote out paragraphs to him, like telling him like, you know, it's been great, but I just don't, this doesn't serve me. You know, all of this, you know, I've had those conversations, but somehow, you know, we still end up communicating and we still end up getting back on track of this experience, because it's good. Like, it's hard to leave something that feels good, right? You have to be really strong to be like, you know, I don't want this anymore. But to answer the question, I don't know how much longer, but I do know that it's not something that I'm going to continue for the rest of my life. At least I don't think so. I hope not, you know, not going
well. But see, you've got to stop putting it on him. Take him out, put him over in the cheetah box and leave him over there. Because you're saying, I need to leave him alone. This isn't right. But the real question is this how I want to treat myself?
Right.
Is this who I am as a person? Is this how I want to show up in the world? Is this what I want to do to another woman? Is this what I would want another woman to do to me? See, that puts the responsibility in your lap, not on him. Forget him. Sure, it feels good. You know, I love Alfredo with angel hair. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love that Alfredo. And when I buy it, I could never eat it all. So I put it in the fridge. When I go the next day to heat it up, and I see how that cheese has coagulated and how it's hard and you got to pull it apart, I say, this is going on in my belly. You know, I love it. It tastes good. But I know that at my age, this is not a good thing for me. So I'm not going to say I don't eat Alfredo, but as opposed to eating it every day, I try to do it maybe once a fiscal quarter. And if there's another choice, I get the other choice. I don't do it every day. So take him out of it, beloved. Put you squarely in it. Is this how I want to treat myself? Would you let somebody else do this to you?
That's true. You're right. Period. And I don't think that he is the one, right? I just enjoy him for what he brings to my
life. Greedy. You're greedy. You're greedy. Just like he is.
He's all greedy then. You know, exactly. And it's that, you know, this is very enlightening to me. Actually, I never even really thought about it from the perspective that you've given me, as far as like what it's doing for me or to me, right? Like I've thought about her, I've thought about him, I've thought about their family, I've thought about, you know, all of that, but I've never really thought about me. That's so strange.
Isn't that strange? So you put that special sauce on your plate and we'll scoop it up with some bread and let's see what you come up with.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Bye.
Okay, my love. Bye-bye. If you think about a television, right? If you're looking at Law & Order, if you're looking at Law & Order on Wii, you don't really know what's going on Fox or CNN or MSNBC or CBS. You don't know. So you can compartmentalize. You just focus in on Law & Order. But human beings aren't like that. Whatever's going on your Wii, it's going on your TBS, it's going on your CNN, it's going on your ESPN. As a human being, what's going on one channel is going on all channels. So if you're denying yourself in this area, there are other places you are denying yourself. Because if you've got a void, beloved, he has a void. And if you're using something to fill it, he's using something to fill it. Because you are not a television set. You are a human being. Lots going on here today at the R Spot as we serve up this special sauce with the other woman. Wow, wow, wow. I've talked to a lot of other women today. I'm going to talk to some more right after this break.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's get back to the conversation. We are serving up a special sauce today the side piece, the other woman. Now, are you the other woman? Are you with somebody that has the other woman?
I don't even know what to define it as. I guess I'm not the other woman, but I have been a friend of someone who is married. We've had sexual encounters for years now, but I've been in a relationship for the past 8 years, and we scaled it back and everything. He got married, had two kids, and now that I've ended this relationship, we're thinking about having a child together.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You lost me.
Yeah.
Help me. Let me draw a map. Let me get a pencil and a piece of paper. I wanna make a little map. Okay, there's okay. You, right? Mm-hmm. And there's him.
Yeah.
All right. You and him. Are you married?
No.
Okay. Not married. I'm making a map. Is he married?
Yes.
Yes, he is married. Okay. Do you have children?
I do, but not with neither of them.
Okay. Neither? Who's the neither? There's somebody else in this picture?
Yes. I just ended your relationship.
Other man. Okay. The other man. But you just ended that.
Yes. I think so.
So, oh, Lord. You think so?
It's very complicated. Okay,
oh, yes. Yeah, that's why I needed a map. I'm writing it all down so I can be clear. So let me, I have to get another piece of paper. Hold on. Wait a minute. You, and I'm going to call him Mr. Maybe. Mr. Okay. Maybe. And then mm-hmm. Mr. Married. Mr. Yes. Married. Okay. Mr. Married. All right. So, okay.
That's and Mr. Married is one of the best people I know. He gives me everything that I want and need in a relationship, but he's married, and he's my best friend. And I asked him, because I do want more children, and I asked him if he would be willing to help me with that, and he said yes.
Oh my Lord, wait a minute, hold on. Mr. Married Mr. Married wants a child. Okay. Confused, conflicted, and I'm just a little crazy. Would you say a little crazy, or did that come out of my mouth?
No, I'm not crazy. I think I'm
You're
hurt.
Making yourself crazy.
You're I hurt? Am. Okay. I am. I'm very
Why
hurt,
are you hurt
right now.
Why?
Because of the ended the thing we got into an argument, and the things that were said were just way too far gone, and
you and who? You and like, Mr. Maybe or Mr. Married?
Yeah, Mr. Maybe.
Mr. Maybe. How long were you with Mr. Maybe?
8 years.
8 years. And how long you been with Mr. Married?
Around the same time. We all met around the same time.
So you were cheating with Mr. Married when you were with Mr. Maybe?
No. We were all friends. And once I got into a relationship with Maybe, we no longer had any type of sexual relationship with the married man. He didn't get married till Maybe like a year or two ago.
Okay.
And so I didn't have no type of sexual relationship with him. We just have always been friends and always remained, you know, the best of friends. And he's just there for me in a capacity that Mr. Maybe has never been.
So can I ask you a question? If Mr. Maybe may not be gone, why do you want to have a child with Mr. Married? Why can't you have the child with Mr. Maybe?
Because Mr. Maybe keeps dragging his feet, and I am not, I don't have that much time left. He says he wants to, but he still hasn't made it happen. And he just keeps saying, oh,
made what
God
happened?
Impregnated me.
So he keeps saying it's God's timing, but I'm like, I don't want to be 50 having a kid. We'll be 41 this month, and he's dragging his feet, and now he's talking about he wants to end this relationship. So if he wants to completely end it, then I would like to have my bundle of joy blessing with Mr. Mary.
Let's just nibble on it for a little while.
Okay.
What do you think will happen to Mr. Maybe when he finds out you've been impregnated by Mr. Married, his friend? What do you think's going to happen then?
He will be completely furious, but he needs... I don't know. I've never given him an ultimatum.
But the last thing that you need right now in this level of confusion and conflict and hurt, because if you get pregnant today or tomorrow, next Tuesday, that baby is going to marinate in confusion, conflict, and hurt.
That is very true.
I want to go back to the original question, because the confusion and the conflict and the hurt that you are experiencing has nothing to do with either one of them. Really, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's about you and what you're telling yourself and what you're creating within yourself. So my concern, not only having a baby with a married man.
Okay.
Are you looking for a sperm donor? Or do you expect Mr. Married to be a part of this child's life? Are you all trying to be a happy family? Or is it that you just want a baby? Because you can get a sperm donor.
Right. No, the terms were he did not have to be a part of the child's life at all. And he said he would want to, but I was like, it's not a factor. Like I said, I do just want the child.
Well, why are you making a choice for a child to grow up without a father?
I haven't thought about that.
What if the universe of life, what if God, source creator, is saying, I'm not sending you a child into this mess? What if?
I believe that. I truly believe that's why I haven't gotten pregnant.
So why are you insisting?
I don't know.
We done gone on off to the child. I don't even know about maybe and married. we had a whole nother realm right now. So what are you going to do with Mr. Maybe? What you going to do with Mr. Maybe?
I'm not sure. He hurt me by the things he said to me, and I just...
Such as?
Ooh. Lord have mercy.
Because that may be the key to why you haven't had the child. Let's pick that apart. Let's stir that up in the soup.
I mean, we've had arguments. We've said things, you know. Most of the time, it's always, he calls me a victim a lot. He says that I'm always being a victim. He says hurtful things, and then he'll come back and he said, no, I love you. And this time he actually told me, he said, I can't, he told me he couldn't have to me because he's not attracted to me. And it hurt me to my core.
Why did that hurt you to your core?
It's like, you know, we haven't been intimate. And I don't know. He says that he sees other women and gets aroused by them. But by me, he hasn't. But I don't know. I think he just said that to try to hurt me as bad as he could. I don't know.
Well, can we pick it? Can we nibble on that for a little bit? Why is that hurtful? Why is that hurtful as opposed to valuable information? You've been with a man for 8 years. Do y'all live together? Did you live together?
No, we are in a long distance relationship.
Okay, so you've been with a man for 8 years and he's not intimate with you. and he's telling you why he's not intimate with you, even if he loves you. I mean, that happens. That does happen.
He said he does love.
Okay. He loves you, but he's not giving you everything that you want in a relationship.
No, he's not.
He's not attracted to you. That's valuable information. Why are you hurt by that?
I think he's bipolar. Like, he says one thing.
You're making this about him. You're making this about him. I want you to keep it on you. You are with a man who's not attracted to you, and he's a long-distance man. It's called So Long Sammy. So Long Sammy, period.
Yeah. I guess I'm ending this. Like, I've told him it's over, but it's always he pulls me back in, and then we're starting over.
Pulls you back in how? It's a long distance relationship and y'all are not intimate. What is he pulling you back into? Does he send you money? Is he paying your rent? What is he pulling you into?
Exactly. I don't even know. I think I've just wasted the last 8 years of my life.
Well, all right. We long distance anyway. How often do you see him?
We try to see each other like once a month for like a week or two at a time.
Okay. So you really don't know what he's doing over in the distance he's in. Because if he's not attracted to you, he may be attracted to somebody else. But that's a whole nother story.
Yes.
Beloved, I.
Yes.
Your Mr. Married is a cheater, period. I don't care if he got an open marriage. Is that what you want for yourself? Is that what you want?
No.
He can be your friend. Y'all can talk, you know, if you want to be friends with benefits, that's your choice. But bringing a child into that, I would really encourage you and invite you. And I'd also really encourage you and invite you to consider that you haven't gotten pregnant in all of this time. And this may not be the best time. And really, if you were a little sperm and an egg floating around in somebody's body, would you want your mother to say, I want you and you don't have to have a father? Is that what you would want somebody to say for you?
No.
Tell me something you're going to think about now as a result of this conversation. Because, I mean, you're going to do whatever you want to do. But tell me something you're going to think about and maybe consider going forward.
Just consider myself and try to focus on myself. I think that's what I really need right now.
I would encourage you to really investigate the confusion and the conflict. And instead of thinking that you wasted eight years with Mr. Maybe, I would encourage you to get clear about what you want and maybe have a relationship with somebody that lives within driving distance as opposed to long distance.
I'm going to stay away from him.
Well, I hope so. And I hope as you stay away from him that you consider just being friends with Mr. Married.
Yeah, I think I am.
All right, my darling. Thank you for calling. I wish you the best. I wish you
the best.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a tangled web we weave when we are confused. And the web gets even more tangled when we are in conflict. And the conflict is wanting something we can't have or settling for something that's less than we want. In relationships, whether it's a cheating relationship or you're cheating, you're being cheated on, you're the object being cheated with, in any kind of relationship, those three things are going on. We are settling for less than we want. We don't believe we can have what we want, and we're accepting what shows up because either we think we don't deserve it or we're not worthy. It's a tangle web. I hope that you know something now that you didn't know when you tuned in. And until we meet again, stay in peace and not pieces. The R Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.